Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, listening for the buying signal.
Yes, that is definitely an important part of the salesperson's job. I remember early in my sales career, I had a customer who was giving me so many buying signals, and I wasn't asking for the order. And finally, I asked for the order, and he said, "You know what? I wasn't going to give you the order until you asked me."
So it turned into a game with your customer.
Yes.
Very interesting. We are so focused on sharing our information or telling the story of our product that there's often times when the customer is ready to make a decision and we're just not listening.
That's true. And this is where mindfulness comes in, really listening to the customer and being mindful of what they're saying so you can respond consciously rather than unconsciously just reciting the features and benefits of your product.
So if you're talking about color options, there may be an opportunity to listen to what they say. Oh, I really like green.
Yes. I remember an early sales training course, they said, if the customer says, "Does it come in green?" don't say yes and continue with your sales story. Say instead, "Would you like it in green?"
Oh, I'll take 5. Thank you very much. We often get into our habits of going through our whole spiel, and we're really not listening to what the customer is saying. Of course, there's also visual cues. If you have samples and someone's touching a certain sample, that goes along with what they're actually saying as well.
That's right. So buying signals don't just have to be words. They can be something you see. I remember reading once about ancient traders in the Mideast, and they would look at the pupils of the customer's eyes. And when the pupils got wider, they knew the customer was interested.
That was another great buying signal, huh?
Yes.
Wide-eyed. Oh, I like that one.
So really, the whole point is to pay close attention to the customer rather than getting lost in what's in your head. Focus on what the customer's thinking.
That sounds great.
And on that note,
if you like our podcast,
please subscribe.
And tell your friends.
And stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Unless you have an automated car.
This meditation is designed to help you bring your awareness to the present moment by listening and noticing what you hear. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And see if you can relax into the surface that's supporting you. Letting go of any muscles not being used to support you right now. Now bring your attention to your breath for a moment and notice if you can hear yourself breathing. Noticing the sound of the breath as it moves in and out of your body. And now bring your attention to any sounds that might be in your environment. Perhaps the sound of a clock ticking, floorboards squeaking, birds singing, really anything that's making a sound vibration. And see if you can just rest your attention on the vibrations of any sounds around you. And if there's no sounds around you at all, simply rest your attention on the silence. And any time your mind wanders, bring it back to the sounds around you or the silence around you. Now we'll move into silence for 30 seconds as you continue with this practice, and I'll let you know when the time is up. Okay, and slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings and gently open your eyes and know that you can pause any time and bring your attention to what you're hearing as a way to train your mind to rest in the present moment.